saw right there was a young woman trying to get ahead in life, but was kept down, not by misogyny, not by the patriarchy, but by the COVID cult. She collapsed from hypoxia while trying to break a record. And I'm not the only one that kind of finds this funny. It's sad, but it's funny. Take Tim Pool, who happens to have a bigger audience than me and is way more left than I am. He even said, watching the woman running track with a mask on faint from hypoxia was hilarious, meaning it's not funny that she passed out. It's just sad that we've gotten here as a country. And we're going to be looking at a lot of the most insane places that we've ended up in this COVID-19 cult, and some of the culprits who have pushed it, including our favorite person who loves to hate us, and we don't care, Ben Shapiro. My name is Elijah Schaefer, and I'm one of your top 17 hosts here on the internet. Welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, to talk about all of the BS in America. I brought none other than resident guests, John Doyle.
So true.
Black person expert.
Black person. Savannah.
Black person expert.
Black person expert. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Did you ever run track in high school?
I did for one day. Bro, and I quit.
That brought back bad memories. We had this thing called the white boy relay, and it was like a relay of all white boys because my school was very diverse. But then we couldn't get enough like boys on the white boy relay because there weren't enough. So we had three white guys and one black guy. And my buddy Carson ran so poorly. We were doing a 4x4 that we were so far behind that we were literally like behind the girls team. And so I was the anchor. And so I was like running as hard as I could. And then we passed by like the student section and everybody in my school was like booing me because Carson messed it up so bad. And literally one guy was just like, bro, what are you doing? And I just remember being like, my best. It was so bad.
White boy summer is back. On that note,
I got the outfit. White boy summer imminence.
White boy summer. We also have Kez from Croxon. You haven't been here in a while. Welcome back to Chuck E. Cheese.
Thank you. I love Chuck E. Cheese. I haven't been to the real Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm
still waiting to go. But
let's go after this.
Yeah, I would like to try it out, but I feel like this is probably as close as I'll get.
This is as close as you'll get. Guys, before we jump into today's story, we've got a lot of madness coming up, including the acceptance of mental illness from the COVID cult. But let me give a huge shout out to our sponsor for today, Road Armor. Guys, a lot of you guys have cars and they just don't look cool. In fact, John's car got completely wrecked last night by the hailstorm.
It got Swiss cheesed. Like, it was just bad.
Okay, it got wrecked. You can hit deer. You can hit anything. You can even have people like Savannah might be on the road and she might, you know, be
like,
good luck, everybody else. So you need to protect your car, but you also want to make it look cool, which is why you need bumpers that are built on quality, protection, and style. And I'm telling you, there's no substitute for a Road Armor bumper. They're 100% made, guess what, here in the USA, and they're Texas strong. No lockdowns here, but you can lock down your car at least, keep it safe. All the products are backed by their lifetime guarantee, and it shouldn't shock you, because why would you buy a product that doesn't back itself and care about its own product quality? Well, they do, and they pride themselves on building bumpers to the highest style and design specifications and to all interests. They proudly support and hire mentors, first responders, and veterans, so the company is cool, not just the products. And when you support them, you're supporting life-changing organizations like the American Valor Foundation, and they're passionate about giving back to the veteran community, something that we believe in here. If you go to roadarmor.com, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you this, and my Jeeple, use code BLAZE50, that's BLAZE 50, to save 50% off your first purchase. That's BLAZE 50, BLAZE 50, to save 50% off your first purchase. Go to roadarmor.com, use code BLAZE50 to get 50% off the best bumpers and body styling in the USA. So people have gone crazy. I don't know if you've noticed recently. They've gone absolutely insane. The left, which used to fight corporations and be against corruption, have now suddenly blindly given their allegiance to pharmaceutical campaigns, which above most corporations probably are the most corrupt. Mind you, and also racist. Savannah was reminding me, what did they do to black people famously?
Oh, Tuskegee. Yeah, that's always a fun project to bring up, how they injected the black community with syphilis. I think that was back in the 70s, and they told them it was just healthcare, free healthcare from the government.
Yeah, and so people have gone completely mad. I want you to just, before we get into this, I want you to look at this, and we're going to talk about the madness and the obsession. Let's go ahead and cue video two.
Hiya, Fiza.
Hi, Ben.
You got any extra shots?
Sure, Ben.
Sleeves up.
I'm a Pfizer girl in a COVID world. I'm the classic mRNA-tastic 95%. There's no argument, got no contagion with my vaccination.
Come on, Pfizer, let's go party.
With a fast time.
Come on, Pfizer, let's go travel.
Only if essential.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, we're having so much fun.
All right. Britney Spears has really gone downhill the last decade.
Do you know what really annoys me, though, about all of these trying to push people to get vaccines, trying to make it cool to wear a mask? Like, my mask, like, really represents, like, my personality and my interests and things like that. It's like all of their ads or little, like, jingles or whatever is like what you would see on kids' YouTube, because I'm not a child. So if you think that putting this little, like, dance is gonna get me to be like, oh shoot, I should really go get a vaccine. No, I'm not a kid. I'm not a little baby.
Yeah, I should go risk barrenness because somebody went on a green screen and did a bad rendition of a 90s song. Is this mental illness or is this just women?
Both.
I would argue they're synonymous, but in this particular context, I would say that there actually is a biological component to what we would define as leftism. And this is really interesting. Like, it's not as simple as just I agree with this or I disagree with this. Typically, what leftism tends to be is a result of insecurity and over-socialization. And the way that your brain works neurochemically, dopamine, for example, dopamine will secrete whenever you do something which you perceive to be beneficial to your survival. And so conservatives, we are confident in our ability to compete in, like, a free market system, for example. And so we're not threatened by other people. We're like, okay, screw you, I'll compete with you. Leftists, on the other hand, are not confident. And this is why, you know, every time you look at a leftist, they look spiritually ill, they look mentally ill, they're mm-hmm. very sensitive because they are...
they look mentally ill.
They do.
No, they do.
And it's because they are spiritually ill, they are insecure, and they are not confident in themselves, which is why they want a system where total equality is enforced by the state. And so what they're doing when they do the mask thing and they change their profile picture to one where they're wearing a mask, or they make little song parodies like this, what they are doing is telling the authority figures, I'm obeying, because they know that their only chance or their optimal chance for survival and prospering is when they're submissive to authority figures. And so literally when they do that, when they comply like that, they secrete dopamine the same way that you and I would get a little rush by disobeying those orders, because we know that we don't have to be manipulated like that. It's really a scary thing when you think that these people have structured a society such that weak people feel happy when they are submissive to that authority, and then they become the majority because of the narrative consolidation by the media, which basically just acts as a propaganda apparatus, as an extension of the American regime, so to speak.
And for my viewers who have an IQ similar to mine, what that means...
What that means,
check this out. This is exactly what you were saying. This brings this up. And I know, Kez, you had a point about this as well. You can put it in layman's terms. CNN Business, a very trusted resource, says, got vaccinated? Here's all the free stuff you can get. Like, it's not like your health is in matters to you. Like, after surviving a fear-filled year of the COVID-19 pandemic, getting vaccinated is a cause for celebration. Hell yeah. Yes. Woohoo. As COVID-19 vaccines become more readily available, companies want to reward Americans who've been vaccinated with special offers. The corporatization of healthcare. Holy crap. CNN Business put together a list of companies that are providing freebies. So we have Budweiser through May 16th. While supplies last, Budweiser is giving you a free beer to anyone 21 years and up. What is it, like a 12 cents for getting a irreparable damaging
it's always like
vaccine,
Budweiser,
possibly?
Or what was it, Krispy Kreme? It's like things that are destructive.
Yeah, there you go, Krispy Kreme.
Like, there's that they probably are, you know, hot dogs even.
Yeah, Nathan's hot dogs. What about this? Staples and Office Depot.
Okay. Free laminating,
but
guys.
But it's like, this is you free all laminating. For fat people, and fat people are the ones who are the most vulnerable. And they should probably go and get the vaccine.
They're trying to make people weak. And like, also, too, I was reading, I can't remember exactly what, but the amygdala in your brain is basically responsible for saying no to things. And like, you hear all this rhetoric about like anxiety and just trying to calm down and, you know, be totally calm. It's like they're trying to basically disassociate people from situations which would compel them to have that no response, which, because of neuroplasticity over time, will literally make you less capable and willing to say no. They're trying to drill submission into people's heads. It's actually of such a sophisticated level. It actually like boggles the mind just how evil these people are. And like beer, for example, alcohol literally converts your testosterone into estrogen. That's why men that drink a lot will develop man boobs. And, you know, I understand that masculinity and alcohol are somewhat indissoluble just given the way that they've propagated together throughout the last, even the history in this country. But it's like binge drinking is not masculine. And the fact that Budweiser would come out and be like, hey, man, we'll get you a beer if you take the shot that we don't know what's in it. It's like, dude.
But look what they have to do, too. They have to register first at mycooler.com. So you have to give your personal information. So they're users scamming off of the vaccine to get people to go that way. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Why does this normalize? Like, what allowed this to occur? You know what allowed this to occur? People like Ben Shapiro, who have been known for having really bad takes on the vaccine, amongst many other neocon prerogatives that have misled the right entirely into us losing our entire country. You know, it's just insane. So Ben Shapiro is like, is act shock ready. He's like, I was pro masking throughout the pandemic. Once you're vaccinated, you should get back to your regular life. The mask has now become for far too many people a religious icon, which is their prerogative. But stop pretending this is allegiance to data. It isn't. So I like just came in just to bring a little common sense and was like, this is what we warned you guys about. That's why we were anti-mask. It wasn't about preventing people from wearing one. Like, nobody was like, hey, nobody wear a mask. It was about resisting government mandates that lead to social conditioning. You fell for the trap. You led your audience with you. And now you act surprised we're here. If everyone's going like, how did we get to a point of mental illness? It's like, well, because the establishment pushed the narrative for so long that people thought that the normalcy of this country was mental illness. And you brought this up, Kez, is that it's created a childish environment where people are like needing basic little rewards and making little movies. And this is where we're at. We've regressed as a society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like you're like daddy government telling us what to do and go, okay, now you did that. Now here you get this and stuff. And it's putting people in a baby mindset. It probably has, you probably know more about this, John.
The nanny
you
state.
Understand all like the brain chemicals and things like that. But when you treat us like a kid and then say, here, I'm going to give you this little reward, then you're going to start behaving like a kid. And that's what the left, they all do, all of them. And also something else that I feel like is all the leftists, the pandemic is like their entire personality. Like that, their whole personality is based off what mask am I going to wear? And like, oh my gosh, did you get the Pfizer vaccine or this one? Like, OMG, you guys, I got the vaccine. And it's like, that's your whole personality is this pandemic that's fake. Like, I don't know what everyone else has been doing, but you and I have been living our lives as normal.
Yeah, people say, you know, this is a good point, is that people tell me when they see me, like I've had people tell me this physically, like actually, like you're the reason why we're still in this when I'm not wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And I tell them,
no, you are.
No. Yeah. But not only you, we're the reason why we're still in this.
You're, I'm not in anything.
Yeah,
I'm doing my same old. You're wearing a mask. You're not hugging your relatives. Yep. You're watching your grandma die alone. And you're blaming me because
you chose
to do that?
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I live my life freely. You're in some voluntary government control worldview.
Yeah.
And you're wearing stuff voluntarily. Like even one person, when I wrote, I don't wear a mask inside airports, someone wrote, you can't do that. You have to wear masks inside. And I go, no, you just don't.
Yeah. It's like the meme of Soy Jack. No, you have to wear the mask. And you're just like, oxygen, go brr. It's just like breathing totally free.
It feels like we're all in a prison, but the prison doors are open and the liberals and leftists are, woo, I'm in prison, crying and shaking the doors. And then the rest of us are going, the door's
unlocked.
It's unlocked.
Yeah.
I'm just
it's locked
walk
from the
out,
inside.
And they're all, oh, we have to stay in here. Oh, another year of lockdowns. Freaking Oregon. Oh, here we go again. And it's like,
yeah, Oregon's going back into lockdown. I'm going to tell you something important. We're going to talk about this. One of our viewers is in dire need of help.
Yeah.
Actually, in dire need of help. I got to tell you guys about this. Go to my screen, Savannah. I actually encourage this person to make this. And I'm going to let you know, we're going to donate on air today in a little bit. We're going to make a donation. One of our viewers who's gone to our speeches, a supporter of the show, consumes everything. This is a total SOB, slightly offensive backer, currently is in Oregon, suffering at the hands of the government. I need to read you this. It says, my business partner and I own a French bakery in Lebanon, Oregon, the Colette Bakery and Bistro. We opened just before the shutdowns of 2020 and have fought tooth and nail to not just stay open, but to succeed and do well. It's been a long and difficult fight. I feel incredibly weird writing this and asking for money, but I'm not sure what else to do. We don't seem to qualify for the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. We asked the SBA themselves because we weren't around in 2019. We are facing, guess what this is, our third round of shutdowns of all of our restaurants starting Friday. I cannot believe I'm even facing at this point in the pandemic, but I live in Oregon. We must abide by our governor's executive dictates, and she's shuttering dining again. By the way, we're fully open. We just had a music festival, 30,000 people. Our sports game this weekend had 50,000. We're fully open and our numbers are as low as ever. This is tyranny. This is something we really can't make it through one more time. So I'm going to tell you guys this. This is one of my followers. This is legit. Okay. And they are not making it through another shutdown, and it's still happening. The tyranny is still up in other states. I told her, I said, make a GoFundMe. We're going to spread this. We're going to raise money for you. We're going to make this happen. And so guys, please click the link in the description. Please support her in any way possible. Mm-hmm. Please share it on your social media. And in a little bit, we'll come back to it and we're going to make a donation as well.
Can I say something about that? One of the ways that the state has managed so successfully to erode the community in America is by changing the way people perceive money. And they do this through regulating small business into the ground, and then also through income tax, to where people no longer feel as though their money is actually their money. It's almost the same as though, or as if they were just getting bread rations or something. Like, they're given their paycheck every biweekly and they get this amount of money. And it's like, after you cover your expenses, you know, obviously to provide for yourself and for your family, I can promise you that that extra money that you have would do better in the hands of this person who's literally being targeted by the state than if you wanted to buy yourself like $5 coffees or a new PlayStation or something like that. It's like, if you allow them to make it so you don't help other people financially, then they win. And so we're going to make a donation on air. I would highly recommend that everybody do, because you never know when you're going to need it.
Yeah, I know. I'm literally just doing this right now. I don't even care what's taking away. I'm going to donate right now so that we're going to get this up and going. But let's get into this. We're going to come back to this. let's see. Did it work? Yeah, let's copy this. Did it work? Continue. Finish sharing. Okay, return to campaign. Did it work? Yes, we got a donation.
Nice.
So slightly offensive, we gave $500. I encourage you to match as much as you can. Obviously, we give to a lot of campaigns, but please give to this campaign.
I'm going to give $501.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can send it to you. Okay, so let's talk about this. But you said this is about their personality. So not only do we don't just want to laugh at slightly offensive, we want to help at slightly offensive. But also on top of that, let's get into this. So there's this girl who decided that this is their personality. Like, there's always been that crazy that runs around is like, you know, like reporting people at
her
school.
Name is for, Karen. Yeah, her name is Karen.
Reporting at school for like a boy's having their sideburns past their ears, you know, that shirt's untucked. You know, those people existed forever, but it's hit a new low. I want you to just watch the insanity of what the pandemic has unleashed in people and how we've accepted this as being good behavior. This person is worse than the Nazis because they would have turned over the Jews. Let's see our modern Jew hater. Let's go to video 3.
Nobody's gonna know.
So it says your mask isn't. This girl has a TikTok saying her mask is not a real mask. She's on a plane.
Marissa, we're gonna know. Especially when you documented your entire trip with travel dates. I recognize this seat back. You flew Southwest, right? Great. So I forwarded all of that to Southwest Airlines, and Anna made sure to tell me that they will pass it along to the appropriate leaders. So if you get marked as a flight risk, it was me. But wait, bestie, I'm not done. We need to discuss the other problematic shit on your page, like the vaccine misinformation where you claim nursing babies are dying and women are hemorrhaging by association, or the medical misinformation where you counsel people on taking unregulated supplements when you're not legally
allowed. So she's doxing this girl and trying to get her fired.
What's her username?
We found her. Believe me, we're gonna.
Bro, what a stupid. When we take power, and we will, she's gonna, oh, I found you, sweetie, and guess what, bestie, you're now going to the mines to mine cobalt for the rest of your life.
Let's get in a public platform, let's get in a Minecraft world together, and let's see who wins.
We're Elijah and I this weekend, we're gonna go get some Mountain Dew, we're gonna reconstruct the National Mall in Minecraft, and then we're gonna
don't go there,
and then we're gonna invite you to play with us.
But you even saw this, woman.
I found this lady, her whole TikTok has like her like dancing really awkwardly in front of like, oh wow, finally pregnant women can get the vaccine and stuff like that. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, this woman, her entire personality is COVID. Without COVID, she would not have a personality.
It's conality. It's a personality.
She's entirely dependent on external gratification. Like these types of people have no sense of self. It's like, such is the nature of leftism. They're insecure. They have no purpose. And so they see these narratives and they're like, I will be submissive. This will be my purpose. I will align myself with the narratives of the state and the ruling class. Mm. And then they literally secrete the dopamine and they feel like they're actually making a contribution to society. Such is the nature of the graphic t-shirt. Seriously, think about graphic t-shirts. I will advertise to the world, I like this show. This is who I am. Or even the nature of like relationships. Right. Like you two, so cute. And you like have your values aligned and everything. The conversations that people have nowadays, like, oh, my boyfriend is so great. We like the same music. We like the same activities. It's like, do you really think the most consequential arguments and decisions that will have to occur in your relationship will be like what to watch on Netflix? Mm. People are completely eroded. And this is what we found out with this. Ironically, liberals do this the most. Liberalism told us that we were all individuals and we're all rational thinkers and we can make our own decisions. Now everything's eroded. People aren't like that. They're completely willing to be submissive to the state. And even something like I watched American Pie the other night and it made me depressed because everybody was so happy, like in the 1990s. I seriously think that's why people are so nostalgic for the 90s, because then everyone just got depressed in the 2000s. It's not a coincidence that the 2000s gave birth to like emo music and goth things. Like everything just sucks now. And this is just the perfect showcase of that.
But do you know what else with this lady as well? It's like when you usually see someone going out of their way to dox somebody, it's usually like, this person is a liar, this person maybe is a child molester or something like that. Like, it's usually like bad things where you're like, I need to
like okay, use the most extreme
example. She's like, she's probably doxing people because she sexually rapes children.
No, listen.
How'd you get that?
For example, when you see people like, hey, don't, this person is actually really bad, look at the things that they do. This lady posted her own video. She wasn't doing anything secretly. She made a video of herself outing herself that her mask was fake and put it on her social account. And this girl's like, I'm going to find you. And this girl's like, yeah, I put the video there. It's not a secret who I am. Or like, okay, go find me and what? Show like some Instagram Facebook posts that I already posted on social media. Like,
yeah, well,
I don't know what you think you're doing.
So the girl that she tried to dox apparently works at a place where the owner has the same political views and didn't get in trouble. Well, I don't believe in karma, but if I did, let's go to video 6. So people did their work. I went ahead on Twitter because you can't call to dox other people, but I feel like there's this idea of punching upwards. Like I would never just like meaning I can like, I can talk about Ben Shapiro because that's, I mean, he's way more successful. He's richer, everything. So it's like, it's not rude for me to attack him. If I took some random person that was like on YouTube and like picked them apart, that'd be wrong. This girl, if I talked about her, if she didn't first expose somebody else, I would be in the wrong. But no, let's play the game. You want to play the game, girl? You want to play with the internet? The internet's going to play back with you. People found out everything about her. Go to video 6.
This video is for anybody that feels so triggered at what other people post on the internet that they feel the need to dox them.
Unreal.
First and foremost, doxing is illegal in all 50 states.
Oh no!
It
people
doesn't
found
matter
out who I am, and they're putting
how
my
egregious
private information
their post
online.
Is, how dangerous, how inflammatory. It's still illegal to dox them because it carries implications not only for that individual, whether they deserve it or not, but if they're married, if they have a family, if they have children, that can have serious implications for them, and it can be very dangerous. So while you might not care enough to do anything physically to them, there are people on the internet crazy enough to show up to this person's house or to their job
this
and
person,
assault them
as in
or
you?
Do something otherwise harmful to them. If you feel like this individual is engaging in misconduct or something illegal, feel free to report that to the appropriate authorities, but don't dox them.
Can you go back to the first video real fast? Go back to the first video. Can you go back to the first video? The one, I think that's video number 3. Yeah. So
look how her smug face. She's so pleased doing it as well.
So she's on someone's TikTok. Are you ready for this?
Ooh, Marissa.
Oh, Marissa Brooke Elridge. Oh,
yeah.
What? Oh, your private information. Oh, putting their name out there. Oh, you're putting someone's name.
This is like every leftist. They do something horrible and then the internet retaliates and they go, oh, that's actually so mean, you guys. Like, why would you do that? And it's like, honey, what? they do this all the time. It's like they come out being mean and then as soon as you turn around and say, then they play the victim. It's so unreal. Grow up.
I want to keep talking about this, but guys, I got to tell you something very important. As we get into this next segment, we're going to look at a lot more of what's going on of these videos of people getting the COVID cult is getting cracked and we're snapping back. But I got to talk to you guys about something called carnivore trading. And no, this is not a meat company. This is the real beef. I'm talking about the stock market here. Things are volatile, but they're also a place where if you know the right information, you can make the right gains. And I'm talking about muscles. I'm talking about actual cash moolah. The stock market is on the verge of historic gains. This is absolutely true. According to carnivore trading, who spotted several key indicators, but the biggest profits will come in sectors even Wall Street experts miss. And you shouldn't miss those things either, just because you're not there. Carnivore Trading is an elite squad of strategists who influence major Wall Street investors. And when you subscribe to Carnivore, you receive real-time text alerts, which is very important when the stock market, that you're right on the volatile time, you get at the right second of explosive trades that they're making for the elite clients. You can also mirror their trades with your discount broker or pass. But also, why would you pass when their trades routinely crush the S&P 500? And they also guarantee you'll earn 5 times your monthly subscription or double your money back. So it's like, why would you not sign up if it's a guaranteed win? I know that it's hard for me to trade. So these kinds of services and strategists is exactly what someone like me needs. Oh man, if you mirror their trades, you really can get a lot back. The market looks to be on the verge of a massive upswing. Get off the sidelines and mirror Carnivore's trades. And right now you'll get 2 weeks free. That's 2 weeks free. If you visit getourtrades.com and use promo code OFFENSE, that's getourtrades.com, promo code OFFENSE, OFFENSE. That's getourtrades.com, promo code OFFENSE to get 2 weeks free. Please check it out, start investing, and play it safe. But also, you can't win big unless you risk it. But I'm not an official. They are. Listen to them, not me. Anyway, so we talked a lot about women and this reaction of this feminization and this COVID cult, how it's brought on these real victimized culture. I think we have a video here. This is actually kind of the best video I've ever seen. Just go ahead and, this is an example of this. Play video 7.
I can't breathe with this mask on. I'll die. Then die. Put the mask on. Let's see it.
I woke up to hundreds of hateful comments on one of my most recent videos about how I just think people should be wearing masks for COVID. It's the craziest thing. But I was basically told that by hundreds of people that I should die.
She's like, are you really shocked? Because I just told people who don't want to do what I want to do that they should die. And people who don't want to do what I want to do just told me to die.
It's the craziest thing. I just said that we should wear masks. It's so crazy. It's like, you can't, these people, you cannot explain things to them because they literally explained it to themselves and to everyone, and everyone's watching like,
she
do
votes.
They get it?
John, she votes.
For now.
Oh,
Sav gets, look at that. You see the tension between the two? Look at that face from Sav. Look at that. You should have seen her, guys. She was like,
no, I was just like, you know, honestly, when it comes to women voting, there's my days where I'm like, I get it. I get the argument. And then there's my days where I'm like, damn, I guess that means I can't vote though too.
Well, I don't know. I've had a conversation with someone about this before. I mean, with the women voting, that's a whole side thing. I just don't think that's possible to like reverse that. People make points about men should be the only people to vote and to end women's suffrage. I know that what's his name? Mark Dice famously got a lot of people to agree that we need to end women's suffrage. I just don't think that in the world today, that's where we should be having arguments, because I don't think that's actually plausible or possible in the current climate of things through a legal route. So it's like, I just don't like to argue about things that I feel like genuinely can't be accomplished in the current climate.
Yeah, it's really not practical anymore. There are ways to, and this is something that the right needs to really get comfortable with, that in order to really restore things, we're going to have to basically disenfranchise people en masse. And there are ways to do that, for example, through like a tax system where you wouldn't be able to vote unless you were a net tax contributor. Because even in principle, it doesn't really make sense that people who are taking more from the system than they're giving into it have the same say as to how that money is spent, how your money and my money are spent if they're not actually making the same investment. So they really probably shouldn't get to vote. And that's, the founding fathers knew that. Everybody is always like, the founding fathers were geniuses. And it's like, okay, well, what do you think about their opinions on who gets to vote? Oh, well, you know, they got that wrong. Democracy and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, they got the stuff. It's like people pick and choose from the Bible. It's like, well, they got some things right.
Right.
But everything else they were wrong on, because we know better than them because we have TikTok.
Right.
And bringing this in, you know, to show how crazy this has gotten, I think it's funny how you guys know about Joe Rogan. Everyone's trying to cancel Joe Rogan because he advised people 21 and younger who are healthy and exercise regularly to not get the COVID-19 vaccine. He didn't even say don't get it. He just said I wouldn't get it because it doesn't make sense. And it doesn't, right? He's not giving medical advice. Can I remind you, though, someone pointed out, they said, look, Dr. Fauci's a TV personality. Joe Rogan's a TV personality. Mm-hmm. How about we just agree to stop getting medical advice from TV personalities?
No, did you see? Okay. I read a Vice article that was about Joe Rogan, and the very first sentence in the Vice article is, all these like TV personalities and celebrities need to stop giving us advice because they have no idea what they're talking about. And it's like, right. You know that the majority of TV personalities and celebrities are telling us, get the vaccine, and they're making little jingles and whatever. Get the vaccine.
Selena Gomez and Jennifer Lopez are doing a television special to encourage young people to get the vaccine.
Yeah, but even like Vice, and then they do this whole big article about, oh, it's so terrible that he would do this. And it's like, who are you? You're writing an article, and in your very first sentence, you say, you shouldn't trust people who don't know what they're talking about, and then go on to explain why I need to trust you. You've given me no credibility of who you Vice. Are. You are a doctor. You do know what you're talking about. So these people, like, in the very first thing that comes out of their mouth, they say, don't trust me, here's why you should listen to exactly what I say. And you just go, what?
Don't listen to non-credible sources on medical advice.
Yeah.
Now, as an uncredible source,
I'm not going to give you some medical information advice. But I'm just going to say you need to get it. And anyone who says it's dangerous, don't listen to them. I'm not going to tell you why it's not dangerous or why it is safe, because I have no effing idea, because I'm just some random reporter just writing an article.
Yeah, don't believe misinformation. Believe fact checkers, which are literally just the same people that spread the misinformation, right, trying to give their own misinformation to counter it.
Sheesh.
Gosh, my throat is so messed up every
day.
You were
expecting a take, but it just, the dejected nod, just, yeah, we're in a bad situation.
I remember you were on Sarah Gonzalez's show downstairs, and she was like, yeah, sometimes I'd look at John for a take, and he would just go, very true.
That's the take.
Very
classic
true.
John. That classic is the take. John.
So true. Like,
I love when John responds with this. Yeah.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to see? It's like a very feminine thing to, oh, well, what about what I think about this? It's like, Elijah just made a really good point. I will not. I'm not going to try to steal the spotlight on his show. I will simply not.
Oh, dude, I love those comments. I love those comments that are like, oh, someone wrote, they were like, this should be John's show. And I go, do you know how John got on this show? Because he has one. John has a show.
Yeah.
Yes. So hey, go watch his show. If you don't know that John has a show, make sure you subscribe to John on YouTube and also to his website. And also make sure to subscribe to Crocs On, Kez on social media, Instagram, and on YouTube. She has videos as well.
But John first. And if you get tired, don't feel obliged to do both.
Anyway. Yeah. But reporting for Chuck E. Cheese, I want to get into this video 8. In the fact that, you know, people have thought that this COVID pandemic or scamdemic, or whatever you want to call it, has given them the right to just be certified government sponsored wherever they walk around, to women, to minorities. It does not matter. They can be jerks to you simply because they know the state is on their side. This is that state enforced bullying of, let's say, Jews, which was horrible. I mean, think about that. People were like bullying the Jews and picking on the Jews. That's anti-Semitism. That's horrible. And yeah, and they were doing that kind of stuff. And so they go, you know, and why would they do that in the culture? Because they knew that the government was backing them up, and they knew that they wouldn't have any repercussions. Why does BLM attack stores and burn them down? Because they know the state isn't going to prosecute. So people act socially unacceptable ways using this pandemic, mm-hmm, per se, as a way to just be an for the sake of being a narcissistic piece of and that's what they are. Check out video number 8. Let's watch this.
Let's confront everybody in Walmart that's not wearing a mask.
First of all, you're
I love your mask.
So you're at risk.
I love y'all's masks.
You're crazy.
I know. Best friend. Hey. I love your mask.
He's out.
Nuh-uh. Hey, best friend.
Oh,
gosh.
Hey.
Who's that in the house, baby?
You just call him a beta? You see, everyone's just like, don't you need to go like jog
I'm
or something?
I'm owning you right now. Ha ha. And it was just like, dude, move along. Like,
self-own.
Yeah. So cringe.
But that's how much masks have become like your personality. And
more importantly,
my
imagine spending your time in a Walmart trying to own people.
Yeah, wow, that's a really good point.
That's a cell phone in itself.
I feel self-owned when I'm in Walmart. Like, not because of anything.
Nope,
but
I gotta push back.
What?
As someone whose channel became self-sustaining by carrying a Glock 23 into a Walmart, I'm gonna have to say that
John
that
got his clout from Walmart. No one's surprised.
Oh, Walmart clout.
At least I did something instead of just born and then being a woman.
Oh.
All right, let's move on.
All right, moving on. I was going to say, I feel self-owned because at the same time, while you're in Walmart, the weirdest people are in there. Like, I've gone to upper-class neighborhoods, like even this, like, not upper-class, but pretty upper-middle-class neighborhoods, like this one in La Habra. It's a decent area. You walk in there. There aren't even white people in the, like, in, like, that you even see that aren't dressed nicely driving a BMW. I swear, every... like redneck that exists that I didn't know existed in the city is in there, and no problems with rednecks. I just, it's so weird. Like, they're not just like rednecks. People there just look weird, and you can say that's mean, but a lot of people in Walmart just look strange. And the weirdest part about it isn't that people look weird. There are entire websites dedicated
people
to people
of Walmart.
In Walmart, but yeah. I'm going to tell you this, on top of that, not only that, but I walk in there and nobody speaks English. So it's like weird. So there's like rednecks with employees that don't speak English. And then you realize in that moment, it's not even about us and class warfare. And the fact that people are there that are lower income or just look weird are giving all of their money to the Walton family, right? Isn't that what they're called? To these billionaires who don't pay their employees. And then you feel like you're a part of this, like, this class of people struggling to get by and survive that are being raped financially by these billionaires. And I can never get that out of my head when I'm in there, that like, we're just transferring class money from the middle and lower middle classes and lower class into billionaires' pockets, mm-hmm. like by buying things we don't need. And so it's not making fun of the people who are there. I just get the sad image of like what America is. It's just like raping people's wallets and transferring it to people who hate them and would ship their jobs overseas and don't even care about our country while they suffer. And it's like, it makes it hard to shop at Walmart. And then it's like, oh yeah. And then also you see these employees making like $10 an hour that don't speak English, have like a mask on that's like wet. Cause it's like these, and it says like made with biodegradable materials on it. Like, it's like, dude, your employees are biodegradable to you. Like,
oh my gosh, yeah. I really pulled a heartstring for you. It's like, we're talking about this guy who's trying to roast people for not wearing a mask, which is like, you're roasting someone cause they're breathing. But then you really just have a lot to say about Walmart.
Well, it's just, it's a sad, I'm not trashing people who shop there. I shop there.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with struggling to get by or anything like that. I've struggled many in my life. I grew up really poor, et cetera. And not just poor people shop there. It's just that when you're there, it's like, you could tell that place was set up like an animal farm, like a cattle farm to get as like many products and as many people in at a time so that we waste as much money as possible, get lost, and then end up leaving with stuff that won't even last us a week so that billionaires can get an extra yacht.
Yeah. Wow.
So true.
I hate globalist capitalism, honestly.
But with and that's the thing, like with what you said about how they don't even believe in America, they're all post-national. Like, they think that they are too sophisticated to participate in the concept of a nation. So because they're rich enough to, you know, if this country collapses, they'll just go somewhere else.
Right.
They have no allegiance to the people, to the soil, to anything. They hate it, and they're looting the they've created the decaying empire. Now they're looting it. Like, the transfer of wealth from the middle class to the billionaires in the last year has probably been the greatest human rights violation that we will ever see in our lifetime, and probably that's ever been committed.
No, I agree, guys. And remember, if you make it this far in the podcast, it's like, I hopefully you like the show. Please leave us a 5-star review at Apple Podcasts. It's a free way to support the show. We really enjoy. We're going to read a couple of them at the end. We always read a couple of reviews at the end. But just reminding you to subscribe on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, just so you guys know. John and I, you guys are both aware of this. The other day I woke up and our entire show was deleted off of Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. Our whole show was gone. And it's crazy because it came back 2 days later after we contacted them legally. And
just a glitch.
And they said it was a glitch. It was one of those glitches that just, it targeted my channel. I know it targeted Charlie Kirk's channel.
Daily Wire.
Michael Knowles.
Yeah. Yep. Michael Knowles. There was a few people who got them, and they were people who are afraid of controversy. Michael Knowles is really probably the most legit person at Daily Wire, for sure. I like Michael a lot.
Michael's good. Matt Walsh is also very good.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. But Michael, I'm just saying, is like a little more my style. He's a little more savage when it comes to just like being like pointing out the fact that liberals are ugly.
And it's also his whole demeanor. He's very well spoken. He's very well dressed. And he just gets that look that Ivy League educated look at these speeches whenever some like leftist comes up to try to get him. He's just unstumpable.
I do love him. But I'm going to say that they tried to delete it. So please, they gave it back to us. Thank you for redoing the glitch. Leave us that 5-star review. You don't know how much it helps us out as we are demonetized everywhere. And it lets the Blaze know and people know that you support us. But I want to talk about this. So like the cold has gone crazy. Do we have the video of Joy Reid, Savannah? We don't have the video of Joy Reid, but I can put up on my screen. So Joy Reid, clearly having a tough day there. Oh my God. Clearly having a tough day. I don't want to get too much in the appearance because no matter what, if you criticize anybody and you're white, you get called racist. So I'm not going to get into anything. I was just going to criticize it. Just, I don't know. A little hairspray could have gone a long way here today.
Elijah.
What?
That is the one thing that you should.
No. Want to see something?
Stop fighting.
Want to see something? Look at this.
Mom and Dad.
Look at my
Elijah shaved his head last night. He made a mistake.
Take
the whole headphones off and
wait,
turn
did you just
headside.
Straight up get a bowl no, and then I, just no, follow yes, the...
It
yeah.
was an accident.
He comes out of the bathroom gosh. And goes, I think I made a mistake.
I just bought a new trimmer and I forgot it wasn't my old trimmer, which I have the right clipper on it. And I forgot I didn't add a clipper
turn
onto
your
this.
Head to the side.
And so I was just doing what I normally do where I just quickly like shave the sides. And I ended up with this. And look at that. I look like a freaking monk.
I want you to know
so bad.
That women, their only agency is basically their physical appearance. And so they're trying to like bring you into that framework to criticize how you look. I want you to know that you're a king and you're doing just fine.
Oh my gosh. Oh, don't. Unreal.
Look at, they hate how little it takes to make us happy.
They hate it.
No, I like it. It's easy to please a man. Oh, very easy.
okay.
I'm sorry to all of our viewers today. I don't know what's happening. I'm doing what I know. I can.
We're having a great time.
We're having a great time.
We do a little trolling.
So, speaking of that, just remind you to give that GoFundMe. Because what's funny is Joy Reid here is talking to this doctor, Dr. Gupta, I think his name is. And she says something that is insane. She goes, I've been fully vaccinated, which is already like a total posting your L when people boast about that. It's like,
yeah, that's so
lame.
Dumb.
And then she's like, oh, and I still went jogging with two masks on. And now I don't mean to be rude, but it's always people who don't look like they jog, mm-hmm. or that always boast about exercising. Like that's why it's always like fat girls that always take, like, can a fat girl go to a gym without posting a picture of it on her Instagram story? That's a true story. Everyone was like,
we're all just like, we're not commenting on that.
Is
like,
it
that's
possible?
All you.
It's like if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there, is anyone to hear it? I'm like fat girls going to the gym.
You're the authority on this. You like literally recreationally browse fat women's Instagrams and like accounts that
that's
aggregate
her
those
fault.
Photos.
That's Kez sends them.
She
to me.
DMs me now. I'll check my phone in the morning, 3:12 a.m. DM from Crocs on. It's like some fat chick. I'm like, well, what are you doing?
Hey,
go to
and
sleep.
I'm not criticizing that. Actually, I'm going back to the gym. I need to lose. I'm losing weight and I need to lose more weight. So I'm with you on that. We're all in this together, right? But Joy Reid said that she still went out and jogged with two masks on proudly. And like the doctor's like, yeah, I'm a doctor. Good job. Good job, TV host. There's no science involved in this at all. And that's the problem with all of this is that there's nothing about science involved in any of this. It has become a cult, a virtue signaling cult. And you know what? And they go, well, it's so, we're so honest, so real, and we're so transparent about this that it's like at this point, Dr. Fauci from April of 2021 could debate Dr. Fauci from April right. of 2020. And it would sound like you literally are having a debate between Trump and President Biden when it comes to the COVID-19 right. pandemic, as you want to call it. He's changed so much that even his co-partner, the guy who won the Nobel Prize for developing the polymerase chain reaction testing, the PCR, this guy said on air that Dr. Fauci is a liar, Anthony Fauci, and that he'll say whatever and just say whatever for money. But that makes sense because he's the highest paid federal employee. And it's like, these are the people that are the experts telling us to run outside with two masks without any scientific evidence. But if I dare question a vaccine that has clear and reasons that I should question it, no, strike from YouTube. Get off the air. You want to spread this kind of stuff that makes people live in a world that isn't real? Oh, well, you'll make millions of dollars because you're a puppet.
Yeah, it's go like, on national TV and question whether or not gravity exists.
Wow, yeah.
You'll be fine. I think if you spread that, that has much more dangerous implications. You would walk off a roof or something to test it. Whereas this just spreading and asking questions about the effects of the pandemic and the masks and everything, they'll shut that down as though it's like the most dangerous mm-hmm. thing that you could possibly ask.
Everyone,
you had a real John Doyle take there.
Yeah. No, it's true. I always like your takes, John Doyle. They're very good.
Doyle.
No, but you know,
you messed up my last name. You say Doyle, and Elijah doesn't say John. He says John, like J-A, like U-W-N.
John.
He's John. Like, John,
yeah.
John,
you should hear him say theater. He says theater.
Theater.
This is why, yeah, when I get home, I
John
usually try
went to theater.
Anywhere between 45 and 70 minutes working on the Elijah impression. And say, kids, we got a good show for you guys today. The best 8K graphics. And
Is that like, that's like if I was, that's like Ben Shapiro and Elijah mixed together. You got to work on
oh,
it.
Oh, man.
Ben Shapiro. I like my Ben Shapiro accent.
Facts and logic.
Okay. Oh, but gosh. Okay, but he's not the only one, right? These are verified people. Mind the language on the screen. But it says, I'm fully vaccinated and I'm still going to wear a mask. I haven't been sick in over a year. Masks work.
Oh my God.
Why don't you get a what did Tucker say? Why don't you get a vasectomy and then just wear condoms even when you're not having sex then?
Yeah.
Because might as well just triple check and make sure you don't have a kid. I can't believe he said that on Fox News. People are like, wear your masks. It's not a symbol of oppression. It's not a conspiracy. It's literally to keep you and others around you safe from a virus that is still does it say plaguing?
Plague.
Plaguing.
I don't think that's how you spell plaguing, right? Am I wrong? Is that how you spell it?
I read that. I'm dyslexic.
Is that plaguing? Am I stupid?
Correct to me.
No, that's spelled incorrectly.
Okay, plaguing the entire effing world. Wear your damn masks. IDGAF, what they say. Masks only. Thanks. I think that even they say you're breaking. U.S. health officials say fully vaccinated Americans don't need to wear masks outdoors anymore. This is where we have the ultimate idea that this is a cult. Joe Biden went to announce this to the public. A lot of people have seen this, but this explains what the cult is about virtue signaling from the administration, by the way, who we'll talk about in a second. It's pretty deep, but he said this. Let's play video 9.
One at a time.
If the risk is so low outdoors, why doesn't this new guidance apply to everybody?
Because the science indicates that the most certain way to make sure it doesn't spread if both people have been vaccinated, the people you're with, and you're outside.
And you chose to wear a mask, sir. You chose to wear a mask. You chose to wear a mask as you walked out here. What message were you sending by wearing a mask outside alone?
By watching me take it off and not put it back on till I get inside.
Do you have any preconditions before meeting?
Can you stop that? That was supposed to be like a mic drop moment. Like, sir, why did you not follow your own guidance when you came out here to make a virtue signaling point?
Gotcha.
So
awkward.
True.
That is really awkward.
It's like he's trying to grab another dog by the tail, but the tail's his own.
But do you know, to your point about that this is all a cult, it is a cult because the left also believe that men and women are exactly the same and a man can be a woman. So if you deny that science, why would you expect them to believe any science about masks? And they go, no, trust me on this one, masks do work. If you're wearing two of them and you've got vaccinated twice and you're wearing two
three
masks,
times now,
do you will be fine. Trust me, the science has got it. And you go, why am I going to listen to this person who also believes that a man can say he's a woman and is a woman? You just don't, you say you believe in science, but I don't think you really did take the classes.
Yeah, you don't even believe in basic human development and biology.
Right. Why
but
would
you understand
in
complicated pandemics of origin, of which we definitely know where it came from, but we pretend like we don't.
Yeah, that's why they're so dependent upon sources and studies. And well, do you have a source for that? Because what they're trying to prove contradicts reality.
Yeah.
Their science no longer seeks to measure and reflect reality, but rather to contradict it, which is why if you say there are two genders, well, do you have a study for that? Do you have a source for that? Because it's the same thing with what we were talking about at the beginning of the show with leftism being unable to feel secure in yourself. They don't have their own beliefs, which is why they're submissive to the narrative and the science. Like, hey, do you know that there are two genders? Well, I don't know. I need a source. I need to figure out what everyone else believes so I can
in
be a
India,
good boy.
In India, they have a third gender. We're not in India. We're not in India.
You know what they don't
go
have in India?
And live in India if you want to be a third gender.
Sorry. It's true. People are always like, well, the Native Americans had two spirit. And you're like, yeah.
Don't culturally appropriate the Native Americans.
Yeah. And the best thing I've ever heard is like people talk about that. And it's sad what happened to them. But it's also like, I don't feel bad because they had the home team advantage and they blew it. And so try better next time, buddy.
You're wicked. You're so wicked.
The Patriots beat the Redskins.
Oh, don't use the word patriot anymore. That's terrorism.
I thought Redskin was legal to say now.
I was talking about football.
Yeah, but look.
Thought that too. I thought that was the name.
Yeah, it is.
Ken's the big football fan.
So look. Go back to my screen. So This is the Colette Bakery, which we got to donate to. I'm going to see if they've, I wonder if they've gotten any more. I haven't shared it yet publicly. Okay, no, it will go up. So Colette Bakery, who we're going to share across social media, we're going to track this for the next couple of weeks. The reason why she was like, well, why should I make this? And I said, look, as an American, you're being left behind. Joe Biden, everybody has relief for minority-owned businesses, but they are not helping out anyone who's Caucasian. And the only people who can help Caucasian is the people of the country. Americans have to help fellow Americans. The government is bailing out and corporations are only backing predominantly black-owned businesses. You can go on the app stores. It says buy from a black-owned restaurant, buy from a black-owned store, American Express. Do you want to shop at black-owned places? Cool. That's great. I like people trying to get people to shop at other places, and that's really cool. But sadly, there's over 60% of Americans who aren't black. I mean, there's more than that, but just like who aren't. And they're doing it to minority and black owned businesses now. And so I said, well, as a white person, since the government is screwing you over, I like to help people out, not because of their skin color, but because the government's screwing them over. And anybody who's being screwed over by the government, I'm going to defend and I'm going to come out for. Because I don't believe in racism and defending people and attacking and giving priority based on skin color. But if somebody's being discriminated against, I don't care if you look like me or you don't look like me, I'm going to support you. And so this person doesn't look like the way the government wants you to look to give you the support that you need. So we're going to help them. And if you don't believe in discrimination, if you believe that people shouldn't be treated differently because of their skin color, if you believe in equal society and you're not a racist, then this is a person we should be helping. Honestly, this is somebody we should be helping. Please donate. I'm honestly telling you that this is not about buying something. I don't make any money from this. This is her campaign. I even told her to make it herself so that no one thinks I'm making it for her, because people get weird about those kinds of things. And it's like, please support her. And that's honestly just the truth. I had to talk about something else here. check this out. Let me go to this. Give me 1 second, Savannah. Check this out. So they're going to make masks permanent. And I know this. Check Fox 11 Los Angeles says Apple's latest software update, iOS 14.5, comes with a ton of new features, including the ability for users to unlock their iPhones while still wearing a face mask.
Wow.
Well, kind of. So they're trying to make facial recognition technology on your phone be able to recognize you with a face mask. Now, this comes from a racist thing. Do you know about this?
I don't.
So Apple got accused of discrimination. Speaking of, can we get Sav on the screen while I speak for a second? Okay. So obviously Asian hatred is
am I just supposed to sit here or I don't have the splits today?
Asian hatred is close to my heart, because here it's slightly offensive. We make it an aim to hire people who are often targeted, especially by people like BLM. You know, like a lot of black people have been beating up Asian people, and I feel like this is not a good thing. So I want to hire somebody. I want to help Asian owned businesses or help someone to actually a minority to get a job. And I'm really, really proud of that. and the thing is that unfortunately Apple was discriminating against Asians from the beginning against their privacy, because when they created facial recognition technology, specifically Asians were able to open up each other's phones using facial recognition technology. Yes. This was a big problem in China.
Because Apple thought that all Asians looked the
same. Yes. Yes. And
naughty, naughty Apple. That is really
and
bad.
Here's slightly offensive. We have equal Asian representation. Crowder only has a half Asian. At least mine is 52%.
Yeah. I'm like, technically I am still half Asian though. So
52%. No, but I'm just saying we all have half Asian, but together Blaze has one whole. That's pretty good, huh? And we're just saying, like, you know, this is bred out of racism. And so, you know, this totalitarianism, I am joking kind of, but not really, is like this whole facial recognition software should have scared you from the beginning that they're like reading our faces. But also now too, they're also making it, think about this, on Uber, they make it so that you can't get into a car in some cities unless you prove that you have a mask on, you take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
They could do this. Like, they could be like, you can't unlock your phone unless you put on a mask.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, that's where we could get to.
Did you hear the story about how they're also, they're canceling the robot police dogs in New York because AOC and minority communities said it was racist?
Why was it racist, Savannah?
Because they were policing minority communities and they were using them to police minority communities, whatever. But I just think it was funny because I was like, okay, well, actually, racism was used for good for once. Because, yeah, robot dogs are scary. I don't like the facial recognition that's constantly being pushed on us. So, I mean, there you go.
But didn't they put the robot dogs to reduce police interactions with minority communities? Because they were complaining about having human cops that were armed. So they put police robot dogs, which is also not any better.
I hate technology.
I know.
Hot take from John.
Wow. Well, that being said, where are we at? We can sort of wrap things. We can sort of wrap things up. We have a lot to go on today. But you know what? Ending thoughts. It is a cult. Because it's not about data, it's not about science. And people like Ben Shapiro who come out and say, I'm so shocked we're here. I'm not shocked we're here. You can't just condition a society for a year to think the world's about to end. Mm-hmm. After telling them that, you know, this might have even helped avert us from, you know, the world ending from climate change. And then think that all of a sudden, a graph that the mainstream media won't even show that I'll get canceled for producing, mm-hmm. a study from MIT that you can get deleted for talking about that actually is evidence is going to change the course of human history. America is and the West has embraced totalitarianism. We aren't going back from this in any way beyond a peaceful divorce. And that's all I'll say. And there is no returning because people that are lost are lost. People that are alive are alive. More people are waking up, but it'll never be enough because as long as the elections are fortified, the system will always favor the mentally ill and the people who submit to the authority, to the regime, to the party. There are less people loyal to the Communist Party in China than are loyal, but they're the ones, they don't have any power. And they also don't have any money because only people with loyalty to the party get the jobs, the opportunities for the power. And that's what we're seeing. We're becoming a second and a third rate class. And they've used this to further push us down.
Yeah. I mean, these are the same people who told us for decades that people like Gaddafi or Hussein or what have you, Assad can't be appeased and we have to go and we have to invade their countries. But people like AOC, well, we can reach across the aisle and we can work with them. It's just not true. And you mentioned the national divorce. The biggest objection I hear from the right to this idea is like, but America, there's sort of this like nostalgia to a time in this country where you could have block parties and you could like grill with your neighbors. Mm-hmm. That just doesn't exist anymore. And so if it comes down to like losing some what is it, the national park in California with the really big red cedar trees.
Oh, you're talking about the redwoods? Like,
yeah, redwood. If I have to lose that national park to grow up
Sequoia,
in a country.
Right?
Yeah, Sequoia. If I have to lose that national park to grow up in a country where my son isn't going to be convinced that he should chop his pee-pee off, like, I'm willing to take that out.
We've adopted pee-pee.
Wow.
John has adopted pee-pee. I take credit for that one.
No. What's the line? Naked girl pretty must touch pee-pee now. That was from my original anti-pornography dissertation.
Yes, but unironically using the word pee-pee in a sentence, I would like to take some credit.
Okay, I'll concede that.
Okay, thank you. Closing thoughts?
I thought that's... I always love when women give their takes. Stop. No, I was just going to say, that's a really good point what you said, and I understand the nostalgia of people being like the block parties and things like that because that's so sad. And when I've only lived in the US for a couple years and half of that time has been COVID and not what America was or what I imagined it to be or what you grow up watching the movies like, oh, in America and this is how it'll be like. And so I, and not even being an American, but feel that same nostalgia of that's so sad. Like, I want everything to go back like it was, but you're so right. It's just not going to go back. It's already gone.
My dad grew up in the house right next door to the house that I grew up in because his parents owned that house. My mom bought the house next door. That's how they met. And he used to tell me it was cool growing up literally within 10 feet of where he used to sleep every night. And so maybe 30 feet. He used to tell me, yeah, they would close down both ends of the street. You'd have to get a permit from the city. And then everyone would come outside with tables. They would have grill, literally the entire street with everybody having one big party. Everybody knew each other.
So wholesome.
I grew up there. We had that for maybe like 10 years. We never had like a block party, but now nobody knows each other. And if something bad happens, no one like knocks on your door to help. Like they'll just write a passive aggressive post on like next door about you. Like there is no sense of any community.
No neighborhood watch. You'll get called a racist.
That's so sad.
That just happened. Guys, let's go ahead and I want to wrap this up by telling you guys, make sure you support this show at blazetv.com/Elijah. If you ever want to know why we always ask you to sign up at Blaze TV, just like we got glitched out of Apple Podcasts. We've gotten glitched out of Facebook, glitched out of Instagram. We've gotten, you know, glitched out of our YouTube money, you know, all the glitches. Well, thank God at blazetv.com/Elijah, you support me, Crowder, anyone. It really does. But by using my promo code Elijah, it lets them know that you support me. You got to take the plunge eventually. You could take it now or you can sit on it, but I encourage you to take it now. Also, please remember to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It's not just a call to action. It really helps us out. Let's read a couple reviews. We got a review number one from Darling. I don't know if that's Darling or if that's an Asian. Either way, I love you, Darling. says, yes, I love this show. It makes me laugh so often. I needed to start watching on YouTube because facial expressions matter. I also love that there's a platform where people can openly talk about our hope or lack thereof. True. For the conservative free America. Love the debates and panels. So important. Our second review is from Faye Child, says a thank you for bringing a voice to all. Oh, a light, a light strange times, okay? Thank you for bringing a voice to all the silent majority is thinking, a fair and honest look at things from a balanced perspective. As always, looking forward to all you will do and grateful for all you've done so far. Please also remember, guys, I thank you for your reviews. If you leave one, you might find one there too. You can also name our latest member of the Diversity Coalition, who is white guy who attended a mostly peaceful BLM protest. This is our April coalition member. You can give your vote. This is the last time we'll be announcing it at the next show, and we'll have a new member coming on at the same time. Make sure you give your vote. Anyways, my name's Elijah Schaefer. I'm your top 17 host. Here, where's some explosive graphics? Boom. Can you put it in everyone's face? In everyone's face? Yeah. Yeah. Yay. Quick, Kez needs some.
Give
some,
me dopamine.
Yeah. Give everyone a little bit. Woo. Okay. And Lil Sav, you want a little bit?
Oh, me
8K
too,
graphics.
Too.
My name's Elijah Schaefer. Have a great rest of the week. And may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.